Look for a horizontal display case containing a diorama of Balaguer, as it was in Muslim times.
Balaguer, this will be the name of our city. We shall build it on top of that plain. From its ramparts, we shall look down on the river watering our fields, providing for our livestock and carrying gold from the mountains. Balaguer shall be the first city of Lérida, built after the Prophet's journey. Praise be to God, Allah!
Balaguer, Balaguer in Arabic, is one of the few new cities that the Andalusi built from scratch in the Iberian Peninsula. The others are Murcia, Almería, and Badajoz. It was far more normal for the Arabs to occupy existing cities. This is what happened, for example, in Lleida and Tortosa. Balaguer was built on what we call today the Almatá Plain, a high plateau carved out by the River Segre. Following the great Muslim expansion of the 8th century, there was already a military camp on this plateau. But no sources mention a city, Medina in Arabic, until the 10th century. If you look at the panoramic photo of the city today, you can make out the bell tower of the Sanctuary of the Holy Christ. This is where Balaguer's main mosque stood, a mosque that was used for both religious and social purposes by the Muslim community. The Medina was not an isolated city, but the center of a territory that generated wealth and needed to be defended. So, in addition to the mosque, it needed two other elements, a souk, or market, and a fortified building where the local powers that be resided. You can see the remains of the citadel of Balaguer in the far left of the photo. We still do not know where the souk stood. However, the Almatá Plain is an archaeological site that is still being excavated. Although less than 10% has been studied so far, we do know that the Medina gradually grew towards the area where the old quarter of Balaguer now stands, at the foot of the high plateau. Now, make your way to the display case on this wall.